As schools look at new ways to improve education, in Thermopolis, they're hoping that new technology and the access it brings to databases, videos, and better access to the outside world will improve learning and teaching. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
This is Hot Springs County High School, home of the Bobcats. The school is not struggling with its overall performance, but it is trying to improve education through technology. The district technology director is London Jenks. Jenks is a young faculty member who's taught high school science at the school for just over 3 years.
From the year count, you have to take what you know about quadrant sampling method and change the average into an actual year estimate in town.
When you are in his classroom, it does not seem a lot different than other science classes you've attended. It includes gear for experiments and has the standard charts and tables you'd find anywhere. But the students all have laptops and iPads. Jenks says he has a paperless classroom.
They have no textbook to forget. You know, they have no papers to leave at home. So it gives them that access whenever they need it. A majority of our students have iPhones or other smartphones. They also have school-issued iPads. And so they have that access.
What Jenks means when he says they have access is that they have access to their assignments, their class materials, and even their teacher, no matter where they are. In Jenks' classroom, the students often have to do additional research, like a current project where they're using technology to count deer populations. Senior Ivy Paris says it helps her learn.
We kind of have to force ourselves to learn the stuff and do our assignments. Like, there's really not a lot of interaction from the teacher. Like, there's the proper amount of interaction, but it's not like he's standing up there and telling us what to do the whole time, which I think is very nice because I think it's almost a more interactive learning, so you almost learn better doing that.
The students carry their technology with them, and student Caden Wood says that helps him.
I feel like I'm learning more, and I'm learning more at my own pace, and just I'm being more thoroughly engaged in the information rather than someone just talking at me. I'm really, like, involved in what I'm doing.
Students say online interaction is a big part of learning at the school, and they can ask questions when they aren't in school. Jenks was trained by Google and is known as a Google-certified teacher. His training makes lectures come alive. For example, he recently had a lecture about tectonic plates.
Technology allows me to show my students where tectonic plates interact anywhere in the globe. You know, we use Google Earth and navigate around Google Earth, and we can see, you know, where those plates interact. We can pull up at the same time and overlay, you know, earthquakes on that and recent earthquakes. We can overlay where volcanoes are, and that's at another level that, you know, you can't just do with paper.
Jenks has even developed apps for his class. Government and American history teacher Brenna Dooley has a technology certification as well. She has added technology components in her teaching and has noticed a difference.
They are way more attentive, learning through videos and pictures that go along still with the content, but it's more in line delivered in a different manner than direct instruction, as I guess I was used to.
But there's another side to all of this. The school and the district are also using technology to better track student performance, and technology can alert them when a student needs what they call an intervention or extra time with a teacher. Principal Travis Anderson says it will help educators make sure that students are meeting standards.
Now the technology is available to outline what those standards are, to show how students are progressing, analyze that data, and then develop approaches that can best meet the learning needs of those students. And that's where the technology is, can meet the learning needs of every student on a daily basis.
Jenks says he's going to take data tracking a step further.
We're actually working on a system in our district that'll allow me to see which assignments Johnny's working on right now, and when was the last time he worked on that assignment.
Teachers spend a lot of time on data collection, and Jenks says if they can free up teachers' time for them to concentrate on teaching and make their lessons more interesting, that's better for everyone. They haven't done this long, and so it's premature to see if it's working, but Jenks does believe they're on the cutting edge. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.